The Older Woman by Tony Batley, starring Martin Clunes and Geraldine James. Episode 6.
I'm definitely going to tell her.
Oh, yeah.
Today. I'm going to tell her today.
Like you were going to tell her last week.
It's just a question of choosing the right moment.
I thought this dame wanted you out anyway.
Well, she did, but now she's discovered I'm a convenient device for keeping unwanted suitors at bay. She tells them we're involved.
Yeah, well, maybe you are and you don't know it.
What we respond to is each other's cowardice. The bond that unites us is a shared fear of life. She'd be dead in the water if her pupils knew she was frightened of life. Maybe that's why she's jacking it in.
If you can't be as pathetic as you... Only you could lock yourself in a portaloo for an entire morning.
I did not lock myself in. Some nitwit parked in front of the door. Look, what am I going to tell her?
Tell her the truth, that you're moving in here.
I'm feeling guilty about the video diary, you see. She's in it rather a lot, more than she thinks she is.
She'll probably chuck you out anyway.
But to move out, having just told the nation she's a central character in my life.
Hard cheddar. Hey, Ryan wasn't too pleased when I broke the bad news to him.
Who's Ryan?
My ex. Oh, I've told him you're gay, by the way.
Gay?
Well, he'd come round here and knife you if he thought we were involved. Well, probably knife you anyway. He doesn't like gays. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. Just relishing the prospect of being knifed by Ryan.
Look, don't expect it to be a rose garden living with me. I live in the real world. Dog eat dog.
Maybe I ought to arrange something for Jane. You know, as a surprise. Something special.
18 hours left, and this is just the sort of place we're looking for. Excuse me, are you the manager of this rather lovely out-of-town DIY superstore?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Hi. Hi, I'm Annika Rice from the Challenge Programme. I'm trying to cheer up a rather sad, middle-aged, soon-to-be ex-teacher who just can't seem to sort her life out, and we need your help. What we want is... 100 metres of lap fencing, yeah. A ton of hardcore and oodles of lovely plastic guttering.
So, how's that going to cheer her up?
Well, maybe she could make a lovely sort of hardcore-y thing with lovely lap fencing and plastic guttering around it.
What's this? My resignation.
You're leaving?
I'd like to go at the end of term, if that's all right with you.
Oh, that's marvellous. I mean, I accept your resignation only with the greatest reluctance, Jane, but if that's what you've decided...
It hasn't been an easy decision.
Of course it hasn't. That's why I'm not going to put a spanner in the works by trying to persuade you to change your mind.
Didn't think you would, somehow.
I assume your next school won't be grant-maintained.
There won't be a next school. I'm leaving teaching.
Goodness. Well, I think that calls for a celebration. Oh, not your departure from the profession, I mean, but the fact you've contributed so very much down the decades.
I'd rather there wasn't any fuss, Angela.
Oh, nonsense. This is a milestone in your life. You've been teaching for many, many years, after all.
I didn't help Nicholas Nickleby get his A-levels, if that's what you mean.
What's the procedure with veterans in this school? I suppose we get them a carriage clock or something.
No presents, Angela. Let me just slip away.
Of course, I don't envy you. I mean, the very fact of retirement, the knowledge that one's achievements are behind one.
I won't be retiring. I intend to start a pottery.
Oh, well, a hobby helps, of course. If Guy didn't have his model aircraft...
It'll be a business, actually.
And retiring in the middle of winter, too. You don't suffer from seasonal affective disorder, I hope.
What?
Winter depression. People don't take those things into account, you see. Being at home all day. In the bleak midwinter. Staring into the dark recesses of their soul.
I don't suppose they do.
And you'll be alone, too. Now you've broken up with Chad. Guy and I have our problems, but at least I know he'll be there in our twilight years.
Well, I won't be entirely alone. There's my lodger.
The flooding, which has caused severe problems in parts of southern England over the past few days, could worsen today with melting snow and more rain spreading from the west. And freezing temperatures across the country mean there are icy patches on many roads, as Matt Peacock reports.
Britain's battle with the elements seems likely to get tougher. Sub-zero temperatures overnight have frozen wet and slushy roads.
Barry! Oh, that's unworthy of you, mate. I just thought you might like to review it, that's all. I know the Herald doesn't venture far from the parish pump stuff, of course, but as I used to be one of your journalists... Oh, as if I'd use my platform on national television to slag off the local paper that cast me aside like a piece of used rag. Actually, your refusal to reinstate me was the best thing that happened to me. Hmm? Oh, splendid. Well, I hope you'll find it both enlightening and entertaining. Bye. What a loser that Barry is. How do you turn this thing off? Well, it's making a funny noise.
Don't know if I'll be able to afford a mobile much longer. Here.
Suppose I'll have to get a mobile. We media folk need our mobiles on occasion, don't we?
Already had to sell the place in Provence, and now the forest in Scotland is no more.
What forest in Scotland?
I owned a bit of a forest once. Well, more of a copse, really.
Once?
Carelessly disposed of cigarette end. Why isn't it raining up there, too?
Stick with me, mate. I'll see you're okay.
The forest was the last of my carefully devised portfolio of green investments. My portfolio was legendary in its time. Even Sting came to me for advice.
Hadn't you better put your hood up? You'll have to drive home with a wet bum otherwise.
Probably have to sell the MG too. I'll feel a bit of a prat in my MG owner's club boxer shorts when it's gone. See? Pageant blue. Same colour as the car.
You don't have to show me.
Worst of all, I've lost my woman.
You're going to have it out with Jane again?
I'm throwing in the towel. That's why I'm here. To surrender my sword.
I'm telling her I'm moving out today. I'm not looking forward to it. I didn't think it would be this difficult. I mean, Jane and I have been through a lot together.
So, who's going in first? I suppose we could toss for it.
When I'm rich and famous, I'm going to hire someone to do all this sort of stuff for me.
What, old jeez? I'm off out for some belly fluff.
That was Miss Lipton, sir. I've given her the old heave-ho, as you instructed.
Oh, crumbs.
Nah, that's a nuisance.
I know I told you to tell her I wasn't in, but, well... On sober reflection, Jeeves, she is rather spiffing, don't you think?
You left no instructions for me to tell her she was rather spiffing, sir. You instructed me to tell Miss Lipton you have other irons in the fire, sir.
Good, well, never mind. There are plenty more fish in the sea. Don't wait up, Jeeves.
You've forgotten your executive leisure sex toy, sir.
On purpose, Jeeves. The belly thing shorted out last time and I was left looking a proper chump.
I've taken the liberty of purchasing a more reliable model, sir. Dual control, variable speed.
What would I do without you, Jeeves?
Can I come in, Jane? Doing some pottery, I see.
Got to start building up some stock. I handed in my notice today.
You did it, then?
Well, the idea was to find out if I existed outside my work. Now, I'm not so sure I want to know.
I hope you've done the right thing.
Ooh, too late to change my mind now. Angela Churchill's ordered the bunting.
What if your pottery doesn't work out? What will you do then?
Oh, there's always your rent money, I suppose.
Ah, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What?
I'm moving out.
I see.
You did say you wanted me out, and I've got the offer of a place...
Maybe I'll come and live with you when my place is repossessed.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to put you up, Jane.
We?
Marina and I.
Who's Marina?
You've met her. The WPC have pulled me out of the river. She's no longer in the police, though. Victim of canteen culture. We've been meeting on our signing on day.
Oh, how sweet.
So, we're both about to start a new life. You're leaving teaching. I'm moving out.
It'll be strange without you here. Of course, it was pretty strange with you here.
Yeah, it'll be strange for me too. Not being here, I mean.
I expected us to watch your video diary together.
Oh, you don't want to watch that. It's just me chuntering on. Be hideously boring. You've heard it all before.
Well, I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too, Jane.
So it's goodbye then.
We have responsibilities, my darling.
Magic. An LNER Gresley Class 4 with modified middle big end.
So we're just going to walk away from here as if nothing happened between us.
It's for the best. Goodbye, my darling.
Oh, Roy!
Saw a bullied light Pacific yesterday. You fancy a Marmite sandwich?
I seem to have a Marmite sandwich in my eye.
May I help? I happen to be a doctor.
I suppose you've dropped by to have it out with me yet again.
I've dropped by to say I won't be dropping by again.
You don't want to see me anymore, and I intend to respect your wishes. I can take a hint.
It was a hint a year ago. Now it's a plea for mercy.
Well, you'll see me only on the box from now on, and that'll probably just be in repeats.
Well, this seems to be a day of goodbyes.
So, you got what you wanted. Serves you right.
Absolutely. Serves me right. You'll no longer be dropping in every other week to harangue me.
You know what happened when you gave me the elbow? I went on a bender for 3 days. I woke up sprawled across the top of a police car. It was a nasty moment. One of the plods had missed the European Cup semi-finals because his missus wanted to watch the majesty of nature.
I'm sorry, but I'm not responsible for you camping out on the top of police cars.
Well, now you're about to find out what it's like to be on the receiving end yourself. To be unemployed and unloved. You're about to find out what it's like to be Chad Man.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be just fine. I'll have my pottery.
Heavy rain has brought further flooding across southern England, and even more is forecast over the next few days.
Is this the right channel? We don't want to watch Blind Date by mistake.
I do know how to work my own remote control.
Oh, I just know the critics are going to slag me off. I shouldn't have told Barry it was on. He'll slag it off in the Herald as well.
Who cares what the press says? It's the punters that count.
The punters will slag it off too!
You're just suffering from first night nerves, that's all.
Oh my God, what if I dry?
Dry? Don't be a pranic. You're about to watch something that's been in the can for months.
Oh yeah, of course I am. What am I saying? How can I dry? I must be having a nervous breakdown or something. I mean, how is it possible to dry when I...
Just spell up, okay? If you don't stop prattling, I'll clob you.
There are flood warnings on more than 100 rivers in different parts of England as more rain comes in from the west. Areas in the Thames Valley and along the river...
Please, God, don't let me be in his video diary.
This is Chris and Christine. He's not in.
And she's not in.
So I guess you'll have to come back to us when we are.
Much rather spend Saturday night alone, watching my lodger's video diary. Ex-lodger.
So a little advisory for you in that many central and eastern...
My mum will slag it off too. She will, you know. Even the weatherman will slag it off. Did you see that video diary that was on earlier? Crap, wasn't it?
Look, nobody's going to slag it off.
There'll be nowhere I can go to escape the ridicule. I'll be jeered at in every departure lounge in every airport around the world.
Shall I tell you why nobody's going to slag it off? Because it's just community access television, that's why. Anybody can get a video diary on community access television.
Oh, thanks a lot. You don't know the pressure I'm under. You don't know what it's like to know the whole nation is poised.
I'll make a note of that. Rock.
What are you doing? It might start without me.
Your daughter Danielle also has a bad habit.
Now switch it back. You'd have happily watched
this.
This
is BBC Two. Now we're beginning a new series of video diaries. The first programme offers an uninhibited personal record of a tough and complex life.
Oh, it's starting.
This video diary is about what happens when Middle England says no to one of its own. Yes, I was once part of a white, middle-class, home counties phallocracy. And look at me now. Homeless, jobless, an average sort of guy in England of 1994.
God, but hear me now. Don't let me be in his video diary.
I've come to live in my friend Jane's caravan. In a previous life, Jane used to be my teacher.
I'm going to be in it.
What are you wearing?
Tin foil.
Why are you wearing tin foil?
Oh, no.
Don't even think about it.
What?
If you point that camcorder at me in this state...
I'm sure there were days when Jane thought she'd made a duff decision in letting me come
too
to stay.
Bloody right.
Uh-oh. And who's this come calling?
Jane?
Colin.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. Only the door was
Please,
open.
God. I make it stop. Please, make it stop.
Oh, dear.
And it wasn't a picnic for me either. I was soon to discover my new landlady could be a bit of a handful.
You can say that again, old son.
You're smoking a joint.
I need narcotic substances to empower myself, you see, Roy.
Imagine my old teacher smoking dope in my caravan.
Disgrace.
Oh, great. What if the police happen by? I'm the one who gets
you
done.
You tell her, mate.
Chris and Christine probably think we're at it too, along with Angela Bloody Churchill and half the school, and Chad, of course.
Yes, well, I was wrong about that,
but
I admit
down.
It.
I've been wobbling all over the place.
No, no, not like a snow leopard, like a sponge.
She's stoned out of her head.
Sponge at the window.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Look out. Oh. like a sponge.
Please, Valerie.
Sponge at the window, a round pink sponge.
Well, how was I to know she'd be dressed in tinfoil? I swear to you, that's the only time I appear in this video diary.
Uh-oh, he's back again.
Thing is, I got tickets for a murder weekend in Reigate, for this weekend. And I was wondering if you'd like to, accompany me.
Oh, Lord.
Doesn't Valerie want to go?
Oh, she's not too keen after the last one. She was murdered on Saturday morning.
Right.
She didn't have much to do for the rest of the weekend.
Valerie?
Make it stop. Please, God, make this torture stop.
I hope everything works out for you. With you and Roy, I mean.
With Roy? Oh, no.
Please,
Roy and I aren't...
By the way, you've got purple and lime green paint all the way down your back.
Dear!
By now, I was feeling really down. No light was visible at the end of my tunnel.
Don't doubt it, old son, living in Madam's back garden.
All I want from life now is to gently atrophy into crucifying boredom. That's all. Crucifying boredom. Not crucifixion.
Well, how do I know? Yeah, well, Madam's back garden is not a crucifixion-free zone.
Mercilessly mock my manhood.
Oh, just get your kit off and come to bed.
Oh, very romantic. I'll get undressed in bed if you don't
mind. Hang on. It's her bedroom.
Well, this is a turn-up. 24 hours ago, I was in bed with your ex. And now... Well, this will certainly help expunge my night of hell with Chad.
What?
Come here, you clinically depressed sex object, you.
That's my woman you're in bed with.
Oh, that was nothing. It's just...
Your camcorder? You're videoing this.
Meanwhile, things were equally as problematical for my mate, Chad.
Ex-mate.
Worse than that. I've developed a bit of a phobia, you see.
No. Not my phobia. Not on network television.
Basically, they give me the willies.
Chad's life seemed as hopeless and chaotic as mine.
You're dead, Sunshine. You are dead.
I was lonely, you see, Valerie. You were never here.
Chad's life
you always seemed to be at the organic and mineral stylist. Look, I promise there are no more revelations.
Roy Hitchcock, of all people...
I know. Who'd have thought it?
But you said you couldn't possibly get involved with an ex-pupil.
Well, I wasn't involved with him at the time, I said.
Look, Valerie, it's all been taken out of context.
Why Roy Hitchcock and not me?
Valerie?
I don't mind telling you, Jane, all this has come as a bit of a shock. I'm sorry you couldn't have been more honest with me.
I'm sorry about that, too.
Goodbye, Jane.
This is unpardonable.
Forever.
Unpardonable.
What did you think?
Brilliant.
It'll get slagged off. I know it will.
You never knew until the last moment who she'd end up with. I suppose she ended up with nobody in the end.
Hold up. It wasn't EastEnders. It was about me and my emotional journey.
Actually, I could have done with less of you. You whinged on too much. Slowed up the action. Then you were playing one of the least interesting characters.
Oh, by the way, the bedroom scene was done before we were...
I'll get undressed in bed if you don't mind. What a pranit.
Do you think Jane was in it a bit too much?
She probably thinks so.
I mean, it's not as if she asked to be in it.
Well, she's in it now. Dropped in it by you.
Oh, God, now I feel really guilty.
You're lucky. She probably feels like an extra in Reservoir Dogs.
You don't think she'll do anything silly, do you?
Well, she let you live in her caravan.
No, I mean, silly as in trying to harm herself. I mean, she's been under a lot of strain lately.
She'll feel better when she realises you're out of her life for good.
Maybe I ought to go over and see her. You know, explain.
Now?
Well, tomorrow might be too late.
Look, I guarantee she won't top herself. She's not the type.
Well, maybe she won't top herself, but I mean, but what if in her despair she accidentally stumbles down the stairs or something? She lives alone now. Nobody will find her for weeks.
Actually, she might well top herself when she sees you.
I owe her an explanation, Marina. I'll be back when I'm back.
What about the flood warning?
Hello. Well, we've still got this huge bank of low pressure hovering here over the home counties, while 4 inches of rain fell on Hove last night. So, if you're a white, middle-class phallocrat, or were one once, I'd think again if you're planning a journey tonight. Speaking of which, did you see that ghastly video diary earlier tonight? Not amusing in the slightest. Well, for all the wrong reasons, perhaps. Anyway, to sum up then, a huge depression over Roy, I should think... No, sorry.
Thank you.
Where's all that water come from?
It's unpardonable, Jane. Unpardonable.
If you're looking for Roy, he's not here. I'm not even here. I'm having an out-of-body experience.
How could you do it, Jane? How could you give your heart to a man who did that to you?
I didn't. I haven't. I wouldn't ever, swine.
Then why?
I fed you all that guff to stop you in your tracks.
Well, I have to say it, Jane. I'm disappointed.
Oh, I should have told you straight. Tried to spare your feelings. God knows why. Nobody's interested in sparing mine.
Maybe you'd like to tell me where I can find him. I intend to give him a piece of my mind.
Well, he didn't leave a forwarding address. Wisely, as things turned out.
All right.
Oh, now what?
Where is he?
Well, he's not here. If he was, he'd be a mutilated corpse by now.
Oh, yeah? And where would one find this mutilated corpse? In your bed?
Just leave me alone! Stop picking on me and leave me alone!
Forgive me, Jane. Forgive me. Forgive me! I love you, Jane! I love you!
Roy, you've come back.
It's you I want to be with, Jane.
Oh, Roy.
Jane! Jane! Jane, what are you doing up there?
The river's burst its banks, or haven't you noticed?
I'll slap you down, you little oik.
Not before I've given him a piece of my mind.
What are they doing in your bedroom, Jane?
Go away! And don't ever darken my bloody doorstep again.
I've got to talk to you, Jane. I'm coming up.
You're not.
But the water's still rising and I can't swim.
Tough city, what mercy did you show us?
I admit, I was wrong to do what I did. I was a victim of my own gittishness. I lost sight of what really matters.
I'm not interested. Just piss off.
No! No, I won't piss off. I'm coming up, Jane. I'm coming up.
I can't believe I let you do it to me again. You seem to have devoted your entire life to ridiculing me in public.
I'm sorry, Jane.
What about me? It's professional suicide for a natural history presenter to publicly announce that animals give him the willies.
What you did was unpardonable.
You're both lucky. You've only been done over by him once. I've been done over by him on the telly and in the local press.
This is the second time this year I've been duffed up on the telly. First by 40 minutes, then by him.
I promise I'll make it up to you, Jane.
The only way you could make it up to me is by ritually disemboweling yourself on the window ledge.
Oh, like Mishima, you mean?
Look, Jane, we really must talk.
I want you out of my bedroom and out of my life.
You heard the lady, Sunshine.
I want you all out of my life.
Oh, and how do you suggest we leave? By swimming down the stairs?
Frightened you might meet a pointed white in the kitchen.
We'll have to go out on the roof if it gets any worse.
We can't get any higher, surely.
Well, it depends on whether the pumping station's gone down. I remember in Bangladesh...
Oh, shut up!
I've got something I need to say to you, Jane.
Then I suggest you say it before swimming down my stairs.
In private? I can't say what I have to say in front of... my caravan. It's moving.
Oh, dear. So it is.
It's not funny. That's my home floating past the window.
Pity you're not in it.
Correction, was your home. You'd have been evicted in any case after tonight's performance.
Golly, just look at that current.
Help me open the window.
You're going to head it off at the pass or what?
No, I'm going to get a shot of it.
He's got his camcorder.
I've only had a shot like this in the video diary.
He's got his camcorder. He's got his camcorder. Give it to me, please.
What are you doing?
Give it to me.
Get off!
Come on!
He's thrown my camcorder in the drink. Oh.
Look out, Colin!
Oh. I can push him, honest. He slipped on the edge.
One of us will have to go after him.
You've got to be joking in that current.
Well, I can't swim.
It looks like it's down to me again.
Well, don't do it, Jane.
What?
I love you, Jane.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Yes!
Funny way of showing it.
Jane?
Come back here, you dozy tart!
Which way did he go?
I can't see a thing.
I'm coming, Jane. I'm coming.
No, where are you going? You can't swim.
This is getting out of hand.
Well, this is it, Roy, old buddy. Looks like you're about to meet your maker for real this time.
You really should have learned to swim, you know. There's no motorbike cop to pull you out this time.
Who's that?
God.
Is it really you this time, God?
No, you're hallucinating again, I'm afraid.
You mean my subconscious is having another meaningless conversation with itself?
You know, I'd be rather proud of you if I was really here. You can't swim, and yet you choose to risk all for love. I call that altruism.
It looks like I'm going to snuff it without solving the great central dilemma of our age. What about it, God? Why Emmerdale, and why do people watch it?
I'm afraid I'm no nearer to finding an answer to that one, Roy. Oh, look, chin up. It's not over yet. Maybe you'll find a bit of driftwood to cling on to, eh?
Colin! Where are you? More the point, where am I?
I love you, Jane! I love you!
Who's that? Roy? Is that you?
I love you, Jane! I love you!
Roy? Where are you? Roy?
Jane! Roy!
What's going on? What is going on?
Jane? Roy!
Where is everybody?
The Older Woman by Tony Bagley, Martin Clunes was Roy, and Geraldine James, Jane. Nicky Henson played Chad, David Troughton, Colin, Rebecca Front, Mrs. Churchill, and Tilly Vosborough, Marina. Other parts were played by Melanie Hudson, Paul Panting, Peter Serafinowicz, and Alistair McGowan. Music was composed by Julian Wastel and the theme sung by Toya Wilcox. The producer was Paul Schlesinger.